Canada's Alexander Ludwig stars in Nicki Minaj's Super Freaky Girl video. Florida Georgia Line likely plays their final show, and Jason Aldean dropped by PR firm after his wife's trans comments. It's Friday, September 2nd, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Nicki Minaj has delighted her barbs by enlisting Canadian actor and singer Alexander Ludwig to play Ken in the official video for her hit Super Freaky Girl. "You were amazing, so cool," Minaj tweeted at Ludwig, who replied, "Anytime, Nicki, you stunned." The 30-year-old Vancouver native, familiar for his role as Cato in The Hunger Games and Bjorn Lothbrok in the TV series Vikings, released his debut country album, Highway 99, last month. About making Super Freaky Girl video, Ludwig tweeted, "What a trip, what a blast." Predictably, the video is packed with pink and is provocative as the track's lyrics. Minaj, 39, broke a record by Lauryn Hill that she held since 1998 last month, when she became the first female artist to have a solo hip-hop track debut at number one in the U.S. Minaj is also the first solo female artist to have a song debut at number one this year. The song samples the 1981 Rick James track, Super Freak, which spent 24 weeks on the Hot 100 but never made it higher than number 16. On Sunday, Minaj accepted the Vanguard Award at the MTV VMAs after performing a mashup of some of her hits. We've got the link to the video in the description for this episode. Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly played their final show as Florida Georgia Line, at least for a while, on Wednesday night at the Minnesota State Fair. "I just want to take a second because I don't want this moment to get lost tonight," Hubbard said during their 2016 hit Holy. "I just want to express our gratitude from BK and myself from the bottom of our heart, man. For the last 12 years of our life, you guys have allowed us to do what we love. You've enabled us to chase this crazy dream of writing songs and playing shows and hoping someone will show up and listen. So thank you guys." Hubbard added, "Man, it really means the world to us." The concert ended reportedly with a performance of FGL's 2012 hit Cruise before Hubbard and Kelly walked off either side of the stage. Early last year, the singers announced they were taking a break, but insisted it was not the end of FGL. "We've been on a 10-year journey together, and we wouldn't change it for the world," Hubbard explained at the time. "We're going to continue our journey. We've created this freedom around ourselves that we can do whatever we want creatively and musically." Country star Jason Aldean's public relation firm has dropped him after 17 years in the wake of comments by his wife that many have considered to be transphobic. Tyne Parrish, co-owner of the Nashville-based The Green Room, told Billboard it was a difficult decision to step away representing Aldean. "We aren't the best people for the gig anymore, and we'll always be big fans of his music. He is one of the greatest live entertainers in country music." Brittany Aldean came under fire last week after she posted on Instagram, "I'd really like to thank my parents for not changing my gender when I went through a tomboy phase. I love this girly life." Her famous husband commented, "LMAO, I'm glad they didn't either, because you and I wouldn't have worked out." Among those responding to the comments were country stars Cassidy Pope and Maren Morris. You'd think celebs with beauty brands would see the positives in including the LGBTQ+ people in their messaging, Pope tweeted. But instead, here we are, hearing someone compare their tomboy phase to someone wanting to transition. Real nice. Morris opined on Twitter, "It's so easy to, like, not be a scumbag human. Sell your clip-ins and zip it, Insurrection Barbie." Brandi Carlile commended Morris for speaking up. "Way to not tolerate disgusting behavior," she tweeted. "It's tough, but it's good to see this hidden divide exposed in country music. Let your little light shine." Brittany later claimed that her comment was taken out of context and accused Pope of advocating for the genital mutilation of children. She added, "Some parents want to be accepted by society so badly that they're willing to make life-altering decisions for their children who aren't fully old enough to comprehend the consequences of their actions." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.